This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What's on your mind? Name of the show. What's on your mind? It's a question. We ask for a reason. We want to know what's on your mind. Tell me, 258-0550, a little radio graffiti. Give me your best minute. Tell me what's on your mind. Okay? Text us if you like, 701-367-2054. That's my personal text. Our new 24/7 line that Kevin gets and Todd gets and super producer Chris gets is 701-237-1590. That's the text-only line, 701-237-1590, or call 701-258-0550 and tell me what's on your mind. Kevin? Todd?
Yes?
Super producer Chris? Just give me your best headline of what's on your mind right now. Todd, you first.
Battle of the Badges, once again today and tomorrow. Phil Barker and I are going to be in Kirkwood Mall. It's been a tough, tough year and a half plus for Vitalant to get blood donated for everybody who needs blood. And you just might need blood one day. It's tough enough anyway on a given non-pandemic situation, but you put that in there and it kind of clogged everything up for the last year and a half with all the blood drives that would normally happen couldn't happen because people that went to work weren't going to work, plus a lot of people just simply were not going to donate anyway. So we'll be at Kirkwood Mall till 7 o'clock tonight, noon till 7 tomorrow, the North Courtyard. And my God, you just might need it one day. I had a guy on a while back whose daughter needed a certain type of blood. I forget which type it was. And nothing on the shelf, and they had to do it straight from him, which you don't do. But you don't want to get to the hospital and have them come up to you and say, well, as soon as we get blood, we'll be right with you.
And the Battle of the Badges is a great tradition where they're all, given blood as well. And you can join the effort and say thanks to first responders, too. Thanks to the
there
folks who are on the
law enforcement takes on the fire department. It's kind of a rivalry between the two of them. So.
And you know what? Our law enforcement, gosh, when you end the day on knee and thank the good Lord, please include what they do.
Oh,
same thing when
amen.
You start your day to say, hey, Lord, thank you, another day. And by golly, there's life-changing, life-making, life-or-death decisions being made by all of them. I just saw a report on a North Dakota State trooper that shot a Montana resident that was fleeing. These are the things they deal with day in and day out. That just happened today. So, Todd, thank you for that. Kev, how about you? Quick, what's on your mind?
Everything Mike Lindell said. If we don't get this election thing figured out, nothing else matters. If we don't get this Dominion business solved and get them out of here, nothing else matters. That's what's on my mind. That conversation just sparked a ton of thought and things about what I'm going to do or how we're going to do it in Minnesota.
We'll have an after the show edition with Mike. I'm going to play one more of his answers here before we go, because we chatted with him after the break, and I think it's the most important one on this battlefront of election integrity. Super producer Chris, what's on your mind today?
I tell you what, that interview with Mike and hearing from Mike, so refreshing in a time where sometimes we feel like losing hope with everything going on. Mike brings it back, and he brings it back in a good way.
You bet.
He's a warrior, and whatever you're concerned about, if you take that approach to it, you're going to be just fine. Fear solves nothing, and that's what I think is on my mind as I look at television screens from CNN. Children now make up more than 1 in 4 U.S. COVID cases. That's CNN. MSNBC. WHO says Delta variant still most concerning, despite new MU variant. We got a new one now.
Oh, yeah.
We got a new one, MU, which
moo. Moo.
Yeah. Okay, it's the cow variant.
Maybe you meant emu. No, yeah. It's a Greek letter.
I thought you were mispronouncing the emu.
Meanwhile, we have new information from Senator Rand Paul and members of Congress saying Tony Fauci, Mr. you know, to many in the media, a COVID god. All things
Get
he says
it.
Are right. Yeah, yeah. He lied to Congress about Wuhan,
yep.
about what we funded in the way of this China virus. So when you see this about children make up more than one in four COVID cases, it ought to be, and thank you very much, China, and thank you very much, Tony Fauci, for funding what we did. Just keep that in mind. Yesterday, by the way, I want to correct one thing. I hate when I make a mistake on a data point, especially on COVID. I was talking about hospitalizations being right now five times lower than the peak last go around. I didn't mean to say hospitalizations. I meant to say active COVID cases. So the number still stands. Active COVID cases today are five times lower than the peak last go around. Ask me if it feels like that in the media. Okay?
Does it feel like that in the media, Scott?
No. same thing.
Beat me, Kevin.
Same thing with the hospitalizations. I mean, again, the peak significantly higher than where it is. And every healthcare expert I talk to says two things you need to know about hospitalizations this go around. All hospitals are taking COVID patients. Number one, I'm going to make it three things. Number two, there are therapies they're using, especially the infusion of the antibodies. It is taking people off ventilators. It is getting them out of the hospital. It is working. A therapy that's working. Talk to your doctor about therapies. And the third thing you need to know is what? They anticipate a peak in COVID active cases and hospitalizations in the next month. This is not a year-long thing where it's not starting all over. Let me add a fourth thing. As we hyperventilate over children right now, remember this. Children have a 10 times greater chance of dying from the flu than COVID. So when we, you must disrupt their learning day, you must, all of that. Why are we not doing that for the flu? If we're really, really worried about kids, and worried about children and COVID, everything you know 10 times higher with the flu. Facts are important. Fear fixes nothing. That's what's on my mind. Plus,
can I make one note on that?
If it's 10 seconds or less, because I'm watching the clock.
Go ahead.
Mike Lindell, biggest question of the day, why are you doing this? This guy has been absolutely put through the shredder. Oh, he's doing it to make his business better. Why is he really doing it? From the heart, tell me, Mike.
Well, I would expect anyone to because God gave me a platform for a voice for such a time as this. And what are the odds that he brings me the evidence that shows all of this, that became like a hub of a wheel? I am doing it to save our future, our country. God's got me in this position. I believe it will lead to the biggest revival in history to bring people closer to God, bring people to Jesus, put God back in our schools, and bring our nation back to God. When I did that speech at the Rose Garden over a year ago now, and I said a nation had turned its back on God. You know, when we got to December of 2019 and things were the best time ever, best consumer confidence, economies roaring, all this, the lowest unemployment ever with blacks, Hispanics, women, everything was beautiful. Everything was Merry Christmas. Now, no one was looking for God then because you don't look for God and you don't look out when things are going great. Well, that's got to change because now everybody's looking for hope. And this is what's going on. I would expect anyone. Jimmy Kimmel asked me, Scott, on his show, he said, Mike, would you do it if it was reversed and your friend Donald Trump was the one that got in fraudulently? And I spit these machines and I said, 100%. I said the only difference would be this would be pulled down in about 2 minutes because the media would be all behind it. What? China attacked us with these machines? And they would pull it down. But, Scott, you know what happened? The Washington Post and Politico came to Minnesota right after the Jimmy Kimmel show, and they questioned people, I think right down to my second-grade teacher. Everyone I talked to, they were asked, would Mike Lindell really do this if it was flipped around? And every one of them said, yes, he would. Because this is our future, our country. This is everything we have. There is no tomorrow, everybody. There is no 2022 and 2024. We're going to campaign hard, support this guy, support that guy. If you don't take these machines and melt them down and turn them into prison bars, our country's gone forever. Donald Trump just did a thing the other day from his little thing he put out, his presidential report, and it said three things on there. Actually, four words. It said, fix 2020 first. That was it. That was the whole report, Scott. Fix 2020 first. Nothing else matters, everybody. You can campaign hard. You can put money into a campaign. If the machines are still here, it's goodbye, USA, goodbye, world. And you know what? It's over.
We so appreciate you. We pray for you all the time in this battle. And, you know, we're here to give you voice and update our listeners as we need to. Thanks, Mike. God bless.
Yeah, thanks, Scott. God bless you. Thank you. Thanks, everybody.
Talk to you soon. What a patriot there. Huh? What a patriot. And you know what? All he's doing is saying, wait a minute here. Wait a minute here. You know, I said the other day, a phone as it exists today is really a connection to the world and anything you want. You can type in your search engine literally the most vile, horrible, awful thing you can think of, and it'll be on your screen in 10 seconds. There's a lot of good that comes from smartphones. There's a lot of bad. How can technology and elections not be any different? Right?
Great question.
And who wants a different America than you do? And why wouldn't they try and use that tool to bring down everything you care about? Just do some critical thinking. Question everything. And somebody just sent me a picture of the purple finger and said, you know what? Maybe we need to go back to this.
Yeah.
Right? Maybe we just actually need to count ballots. I don't know. You think about it. PetroServe USA brings you today's What's on Your Mind? Home cooking, grab and go convenience. It's a big beef day. Find one near you. You're going to love it. PetroServe USA.
He's a North Dakota farmer and customer of High Plains Apache.
Advanced in boom height control and PWM nozzle control systems. Everything just gets better every year. And that seems to be what drives guys to trade. You know, we run a couple different GPS systems. Raven stuff is factory installed. We actually do a plug and play with John Deere controls now, too. It's come in handy, and there's a lot of red sprayers on all green farms.
You can find High Plains Apache online at highplainsapache.com.
DJ Coulter is my insurance agent. I want him to be yours, too. Tell me what you're most excited about this new farm program.
Farm operations are set up as entities, a lot of different things going on a farm. The farmer today, and the rancher even today, side businesses or things going on at once, we have the ability to insure all of that under one policy. We can customize it to really fit their needs and protect them how they need to be protected.
DJ Coulter and his team at American Family Insurance.
Back and bigger than ever is the Big Iron Farm Show, presented by the Cass County Farm Bureau. Stop out to the Red River Valley Fairgrounds, September 14th to the 16th, for the 41st Big Iron Farm Show. You'll see the latest in the agriculture industry, hear from industry leaders, and more. With more than 500 exhibitors at Big Iron, there's something for everyone. September 14th to the 16th, it's Big Iron. Get all the details at BigIronFarmShow.com.
North Dakota Truck Wash, the Bakken's premier all-in-one location stop for all of your vehicle's wash needs. Commercial vehicles, standard semis, work trucks, pickup trucks, SUVs, and even motorhomes. Plus, you won't find better customer service anywhere. Find North Dakota Truck Wash conveniently located behind Senex in Stanley on the truck bypass. Open 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday or call 628-1550. 628-1550. Online at ndtruckwash.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Time to find out what's on your mind. You heard from Todd and Kevin and Scott and Super Producer Chris. Now it's your turn. 800-228-0550. Or you can text me. brought to you today by our friends at Pucklage, North Dakota's home for Chevy, and our friends at Pucklage Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City come up with a great deal every week for us. They're really the home of these single-owner vehicles, low mileage, great deals. How about this deal? This is a pre-owned single-owner, only one other owner, 2017 Nissan Murano SL. So it's got the 3.5-liter V6. It's a reliable engine, great all-wheel drive. It can do about anything. Exterior sharp, dark red with a graphite interior. Great features like the Android Apple CarPlay, the blind spot sensors, nice safety feature, keyless entry, leather-appointed interior, and the full technology package, okay? 61,414 miles is all on this baby. Was it 26.5? If you tell them, you know what? I heard Scott and Todd and Kevin talking about this. They're going to lop $1,000 off you buy today for 25.5 if you tell me you bought it right here. If you heard about it right here and you buy it from our friends at Pucklage. Right there on Main and Valley City. Pucklage, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, and of course Pucklage, Bismarck. North Dakota's home for Chevy. And you know what? I love my Chevy truck. The Trail Boss is hitting the road. We're going to farms and ranches. We want to know what's on your farm, what's on your ranch, and we're bringing the chow. If we were coming out there today, we'd probably bring meatloaf dinner.
Oh, there you go.
Or we could bring some meatball subs, or the meat lasagna, the Salisbury steak, or the French dip sandwich from the Valley City Petrol City, USA. Home cooking's on the way. If you want us to come to your farm or ranch and bring the chow during harvest time, I'll toss you the keys to the Trail Boss. You can take for a little test drive, and we'll just have a nice little chit-chat. You don't even have to be on the radio if you don't want to be. But maybe I'll do the show right there and find out what happens on your farm, on your ranch.
We could take her out to the Flynn Family Farm in Eccleston and broadcast from the Quonset.
Exactly.
You want to?
But I already know, Kevin, I want to meet some new people.
You bet.
I want to meet some new folks on the farm, on the ranch.
You meet Kevin every day, big deal.
I do. Yes, I do. I'm going to see Todd tomorrow. I'm going to be at the studios of K-Fire Brighton early in the morning to chat with Chris Wallace, the pre-tape of the show from Fox News. So I'll be coming to see you tomorrow, Kevin, and heading up to the University of Mary. Got a special visitor tomorrow, Senator Kevin Cramer, holding a wonderful event there, and looking forward to that. So we'll be there tomorrow.
Speaking of you, Mary, we're trying to schedule our visit here in the next couple of weeks with the G-Man. Going to head out there.
George could be on the U Mary team soon.
Yeah, he's looking at engineering school.
A lot happening there. Engineering and play some round ball. You can't go wrong.
You bet.
By the way, if you would like to have us out to your farm or ranch, text me directly, would you? With the invite, that's all I need. 701-367-2054. 701-367-2054. Or you can email me, scotth@flagfamily.com. We love your mail. Todd gets it at 3500 East Rosser in Bismarck. I get it here at 2852 Thunder Road, Fargo, North Dakota, 58104. Keep it coming. Mike in Fairbanks, Alaska. We have listeners everywhere listening, I assume, on our app or GCN. Wherever you're listening, however you're listening. If it's 550, 1100, 1090, 1460, on the app, iHeartMedia, online, frankspeech.com. We have so many platforms, we don't know what to do with them all. Mike, what's on your mind?
Good morning, Scott. I'd like to invite you up to my gold mine above the Arctic when you get a chance one of these years. You're welcome up.
I love Alaska. Last time I was in Alaska, I came back and I did a little survey of folks if they'd been to Alaska or not. And most did not. The ones that had, I said, go to Alaska and then tell me God doesn't exist.
Oh, right. And I love Gold Rush, buddy. I'd be loved to come up there and hang out with you.
What an architect he is. And Alaska is a prime example. It's beautiful.
We've been mining up there, family mine, for about 40 years on and off, and run into a lot of trouble with the rich guys. They like to steal your gold.
Come on. Rich guys steal stuff? That can't be. There's corruption in this world? There's no way. There's no how. Well, be careful what you wish for. Kevin, I might head up there sometime. What's on your mind today, Mike?
Oh, I just want to let you know that I'm listening on Radio Net or Online Box, and you guys come in loud and clear. Well, we have a major problem in America. It's like, where are we going to put all the criminals and washing scum after the truth comes out? We need to build more prisons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just some kind of accountability, right?
Yeah.
Just some kind of basic accountability. You're so right.
I'm sick of it. Yeah, I'm sick of these bums. Now, check this out. They're going to sue the Temple of Satan is going to sue Texas over this abortion ruling because it goes against their religion to abort babies for a blood sacrifice. That was on national news yesterday. I'm not imagining it. I'm not making it up. That's the truth, y'all. I think most of Washington scum are Luciferians, and the vax, the COVID was just a tool.
Well, it was a powerful tool that we know came from China. That's not in dispute. And we also know now that Tony Fauci, according to Senator Rand Paul, has lied to Congress about the funding that came for this, basically I call it juicing the virus, which is done. I mean, that is a thing when you study viruses, right? You juice them to see, okay, if I add some of this and some of that, what's going to happen? But when you don't protect that science, you don't protect that laboratory, you don't protect that experiment, it just happened to happen in China, and we just happened to be paying for it through grants. And Tony Fauci actually gets up and says, well, we expect them to do it right. Yeah, of course China's going to do it right. Why wouldn't you trust China, Kev? Todd, any reason not to trust, China? No reason to not trust. Question everything. Texter says, can you tell Mike Lindell thanks for all he's doing for America? I hope we did properly there. Texter says, what's going on with VP Kamala Harris?
Who?
Kamala, sorry. She seems to be in hiding. Is there something going on the country should be made aware of? Well, I think she's probably living by the rule, never interfere with an idiot when he's destroying himself.
Yep.
So I'm guessing she wants no part in it. But normally at a time like this when, you know, the big guy's kind of stumbling a little, you show some strength and you're there. She went to Singapore, for crying out loud,
yeah,
in the middle of the Afghanistan.
She's MIA.
Texter says, can you still donate blood if you've been vaccinated? Kev, you've been following this story. What's going on there?
Well, what I found out, I read the same thing, and the only thing that the Red Cross wants to know now is if you've been vaccinated, is whose vaccine do you have, which raises a lot of red flags in my mind, but they want to know which vaccine you've had from which manufacturer, and then one or the other may predicate whether you have to wait 2 weeks or a certain time period before you can give blood. But as of right now, they're saying, well, depends on the manufacturer, but to me, that's a little suspect. But, yeah, right now, depending on who gave you the vaccine, Pfizer or whoever,
let me try and unwrap
how long you have to wait.
Unwrap the fifth grade explanation of this.
Yeah.
You're saying that people who accept blood donations are saying, if you've been vaccinated, we can't take you if it's this certain vaccine.
Right, depending on whose vaccine you took.
Well, what are the bad ones, according to them?
They don't say. They just say, just depends on one or the other.
Well, wait a minute.
It doesn't say. It just says.
Wait a minute.
One or more may wait 2 weeks.
The North Dakota Department of Health is the pom-pom cheerleaders for the vaccine.
Yep. We'll but be talking to Vitalant this afternoon at Battle of the Badges, so we'll get all that hashed out when they get set up at 12 noon today. But it's a good point. I'm sure they are going to ask you that.
I know. Dig into that a little bit. And what is
the reason? If I had Moderna, I don't want a Johnson & Johnson blood. I get that. Makes sense.
Interesting. All right. More after this, and what's on your mind?
Everything feels better when you have a bottle of North Dakota Sweet Crude Liqueur. It's smooth, cinnamon, and spice will keep you warm and relaxed on the inside, no matter what's going on in the world around us. And now you can enjoy a brand new flavor from North Dakota Sweet Crude. Introducing Sweet Crude Orange. Same smooth finish with a splash of orange. Taste both flavors for yourself with a bottle of North Dakota Sweet Crude or Sweet Crude Orange at your local liquor store and relax.
They say when the going gets tough, the tough get going. At OK Tire, we're here to keep you going. From Firestone tires and replacements to retreads and even Firestone tracks, we have you covered. Our certified Firestone experts are ready to get you back up and running, no matter if you're on site or in the field, saving you time and money. OK Tire, we keep the tough going.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The nonprofit The Intercept has produced a trove of documents detailing Dr. Anthony Fauci's deceit to the American people. The documents contradict Fauci's claims that the National Institute of Health did not fund gain-of-function research at China's Wuhan lab. Arkansas Senator Republican Tom Cotton on Fox News.
When now it's in his own words and his own emails and the emails of all of his cronies who have been on this gravy train for decades getting your tax dollars and then concealing what it went for. So I, for one, am looking forward to Tony Fauci's next appearance in front of the United States Senate. His appearance after that should be at the federal courthouse down the street.
A 7.1 earthquake struck southwestern Mexico very early Wednesday morning near Acapulco, Mexico. The jolt sent residents running into the streets of Mexico City over 230 miles away. About 1.6 million Mexicans have lost power and phone service. Scores of aftershocks are rattling the country at this time. USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
On Your Mind is brought to you by our friends at ABM. That's Advanced Business Methods for those of you in Rio Lindo. A little Rush Limbaugh reference there, you know.
Do we have a North Dakota town we pick on?
Yeah,
he picks on California.
Walla.
For those of you who live in Rolla.
Exactly. Advanced Business Methods is an employee-owned company based right here. That means your money stays in the community. And you know what? Today's printers are really high-end computers with print management software from Advanced Business Methods. You get data and analytics to help you track usage, tell you how to save money on the jobs you print, who's printing what, and so much more. Count your pennies, folks. They help you do that. Make it easy. Let ABM get your printing expenses under control today. Find out more at abmnow.com, abmnow.com. And, of course, we're powered by MyPillow. Texter says, Scott, what's your favorite MyPillow product? That's a tough one to answer.
That's like picking a favorite child.
It is, and I can't.
You can't
They're all
do that.
Wonderful.
That's
They're all wonderful.
Terrible.
I would say the sheets are probably the most everyday thing that I just go, I've kind of taken the pillow for granted now because that's, you know, been there a long day.
Well, then
time.
I'll take your pillow away and give you a cheap pillow, and then you'll go,
Trust me. When I travel without it, then it's neck aches and up and down.
See?
And tossing and turning and hot and cold.
And
but
then
the
you're
sheets,
my pillow.
There's something about, you know, no matter how much sleep you're getting, to get into that level of comfort. My wife and I love them, got them at the lake, got them home. Giza Dream Sheets, buy one, get one free, is a deal that is regularly talked about here. And if you buy them at the regular price, $109.99, right now, $49.99 a set. That's a really good deal with promo code SCOTT. It's better than the buy one, get one on $109. You get it? Remember, every MyPillow product comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. You go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code SCOTT. You go to MyStore.com and use the promo code SCOTT, where there'll be all kinds of products, American-made, or call 800-506-9028. Open phone time until our next segment, so last chance to get in anything on your mind today. Text rolling in at 701-237-1590, and your calls at 258-0550. Ron in Fargo, you're next. Go ahead, Ron.
Yeah, in regards to blood donations that you were talking about earlier.
Yes, sir.
I'm a frequent blood donator, but, you know, one of the problems they're having right now is they're becoming quite strict of who they draw blood from. I'm currently unqualified to donate blood, even though I've done it every couple months for the last probably 10 or 20 years, because I took a trip to Central America earlier this year, and, hey, I was exposed to malaria. I don't have malaria. Probably never was exposed to malaria down there, but, hey, they'd sooner not take any risk at all than have, you know, blood available. I mean, it seems like they could test for malaria if they're really concerned about it. So maybe they need to rethink their guidelines a little, travel guidelines a little bit, if they really want people to donate blood. And as far as also we were talking about the election of 2020, you know, I disagree that there's a problem with the machines, but I think there is a serious problem of who we let vote in this country. We got too many idiots, both Republicans and Democrats, voting who are totally unqualified. They don't know who they're voting for or what they're voting for. I think we need a better quality of voter, more than we need a better quality voting machine.
Do you think that's different today than it was, you know, when your parents voted or your grandparents or great-great-grandparents voted? Do you think that's any different?
Oh, yeah, it's a lot different, especially with this early voting, you know, where you're voting 60 days before the election. And a lot of the campaigning really doesn't get hot until right before the election. So people are just voting, you know, well, we're going to vote for the party. So we're going to vote for this name that we know, you know. In the old days, at least, they paid a little bit more attention to the issues. And it should take a little bit of hassle to vote, not just everybody needs to vote. No, everybody who is a good qualified voter should be voting.
I just don't know who gets to decide that, but it's an interesting take. I do think people need to pay better attention, Ron. I agree with your point there. Let me ask you about your trust in the machines. We've seen cyber attacks take down beef plants. We've seen cyber attacks take down Sanford Health for a day or two recently. We've seen cyber attacks take down, the Colonial Pipeline out east and cause total disruption in the delivery of gasoline to gas stations. Why do we not think a cyber attack could happen in an election and affect the machines?
Well, let me backtrack here a little bit. First of all, there have been I had run for office a few years ago, and one of our concerns was that we didn't really know if our machines were accurate and if our counts were accurate. So we actually demanded a statewide vote count, and we had people in a lot of the major counties around the state sit there while the county auditors went and hand-counted all the votes and so forth. And to our surprise, we have found absolutely no discrepancy statewide in the voting between the machines or being the...
When was that? When was that, Ron?
Oh, let's see. What were we running for? That would have been about 4 years ago.
Interesting. Now, I don't believe they would have counted every ballot, though.
30 years
ago. That's probably... Why don't you think that was a ballot sample where they were pulling samples? They didn't count every ballot. They did a sample.
I'm sorry.
I would think they did a sample of the ballots. You're saying statewide they checked it and it turned out fine. That isn't like they count every ballot. That's like a random audit where they're pulling some out to say, does this match or does this not match? And you know, I don't know that North Dakota's a problem. You know, Mike has said it happened everywhere and sort of statistically has to. But here's the deal. In my mind, technology is great in the sense that we're able to do a lot more than we ever could. It's revolutionized. It also is great if you're a bad guy, if you want to mess with things. And, you know, they initially told us these are not connected to the Internet. Oh, but then Antrim County, Michigan, did you know a county that's pretty sparse in population, had gone Republican forever. When the votes were counted, they said, Joe Biden won. And somebody said, there's no way. It's never been a Republican county. And he said, oh, wait a minute, we made a mistake. 700 votes were pulled in from another county. That's why we messed up.
What?
Well, wait a minute. If the machine's not on the Internet, how does 700 counts get pulled in from another county? They didn't have those ballots to stuff through in Antrim County. They were done at the transfer point. I would like to believe everything's lily white, but I think when they can attack a pipeline, when they can attack Sanford Health, when they can attack beef plants, I'm not about to say there's nothing to see here. I just think we got to question everything. And that's why I really appreciate all the people that spent time, money, effort in examining this. And there's just way too many questions.
Good question.
We as Americans want to just kind of go, it's nothing there. It's fine. It's fine. It's fine. But, you know, when the Biden administration says, we are going to stop cyber attacks, we'll make sure this never happens again with this pipeline. and then goes, there's no problem with the elections. I go, wait a minute here. Wait a minute. That's why I question it, Ron. But I respect your opinion, but I appreciate your call, and I'd like to know more about that statewide election you're talking about, because I think that was probably a random sample. Todd had a question before I go to the next call.
How long before we have a lawsuit when you have early voting, and so a bunch of people cast their ballots, and then all of a sudden some scandal happens where a guy's having to step down, or it could be a woman, I suppose, huh, has to step down from the election because, oh, well, you know what, for the better of everybody, because of this bad thing I did, right? But then a bunch of people have already voted. So how long until we have lawsuits to say, wait a minute, I got to go in and change my vote because I voted for the blah, blah, blah that dropped out.
Yeah, I'm with him on early voting. I think you don't get you don't get enough time to have the flavor of the campaign, really vet the candidates. It's sort of like just check the box. I want to be done.
That's why I'll never vote until day of, because there could be more information day of.
I'm just an old fogey. I like to do it just for tradition. Election days were meant for election day, you know?
You take your horse and buggy over there and vote then too?
I'm going to. And you know what else? I think mail-in voting is a disgrace. I get it in smaller population counties. Yeah. The idea, and by the way, the Fargo City Commission has been bullying the Cass County Commission and finally got their way among the Fargo City Commission for early voting. So now there's rank voting, which by the way would make a member of the founding fathers, the patriots that formed this country, they'd puke at random. It's sort of like everybody gets a trophy.
Yep.
You can vote for as many people as you want. What?
Yep.
That is now the rule of the law in New York City, crazy. San Francisco, and Fargo, North Dakota, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.
And you know where it was put in? How it was put in Fargo? By the voters. The voters. So Ron and Fargo might be onto something there. If you think that's a good idea.
In Minnesota.
It's unbelievable.
Shaking his head.
Jim in Mandan, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Tell us, sir.
Yes, sir. It's me?
It's you. Yep, you're up. Go ahead.
All right. Yesterday I got to listen at least in and out of the truck on that solar power guy, and I think Randy Christensen might have been on there, and we get to hear about all the great solar power is. And, you know, there might be a place for it, no doubt, just like there is for everything, but... You know, once again, we failed to see that last February at 7 o'clock at night when it was 25 below that there was zero solar power available on the MISO grid and 2,000 megawatts of wind, which, where was that 20,000 megawatts up in the upper Midwest? It wasn't running. So coal power, natural gas, that's where it's at. And natural gas right now without fracking, they were short in February. Natural gas plants weren't running, yet we're building more of them. You see Otter Tail and MDU, and they're all just trying to follow the political side of it. And to be honest, talking to somebody that from Minnesota who, gone to meetings and stuff, he said the people that are happy with their electric bill, they don't show up. So those are the people that like what they have. The radicals show up at every meeting saying, hey, we gotta have wind. Hey, we gotta have this. He says you can't fight that when the good people don't show up. So, people, you got to show up. Thank you.
Amen.
Great points, Jim. Pay attention. That, of course, was on Energy Matters yesterday with our own super producer, Chris Larson, on the Tuesday K-Fire Cafe slot. And, I'm an all-of-the-above guy.
Yep.
But I also believe we should price always on affordable coal energy appropriately. Because what we're doing is the opposite. We're all happy talk on the renewables. And, I think solar is a prime example. We're trust but verify on that. Trust but verify there, folks. And the wind, I'm a wind guy, because to me that's a land rights deal. But it is a source, not the source. And we have to reward always on affordable energy. That's coal. That's us. Natural gas, same thing. Well, we found out in Texas, pipelines freeze up. There's challenges there, too.
And nuclear has to get in this conversation, too. I'm sorry, but it does.
Yeah, and then there's been talk of that before. We need everything. We need it all.
Need it all.
Cody Cash.
Wait, but then Scott's going to have to learn how to say it, then.
Yeah, nuclear.
Nuclear.
Nuclear. Yeah. The S is silent.
Talking Big Iron with Cody Cashman next.
help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins and Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins and Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins and Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins and Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins and Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located at 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Hi, Dust here from Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North. Due to the lack of the moisture in the soil, we've been experiencing more calls regarding foundation movement. Lack of moisture causes soil to contract and pull away from your foundation. If you notice dirt pulling away from your home, you'll need to make sure that you don't have bigger issues. Cracks in your sheetrock or outside walls, sloped floors, sticking doors and windows. Contact us today at 701-280-7038. Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, your complete foundation experts.
MetroServe USA, great specials all month long. Pizza Corner pizzas, 2 for $10. What a deal. Any size fountain pop, 49 cents all month is back. Two Red Bulls, the 16 ounces for $4. Pearson's salted nut rolls, 2 for $1. The giant sunflower seeds, $1.39. Assorted t-shirts, only $9.99. And firewood, $4.99. Time to stock up. MetroServe USA, home cooking, grab and go convenience, the 4 for $4 special and more. MetroServe USA.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
What's on your mind? By Schwann Buick, GMC.com. GMC's first ever AT4 lineup. A whole lineup to get ready to go however it is you want to go. If you're looking for a GMC Acadia, 0% APR for 72 months for very well-qualified buyers, plus eligible Buick or GMC owners or lessees, and an additional $250 purchase allowance on most models. An even better thing for the 2021 Buick SUV model. Shop, click, drive, and get yours. SchwannBuickGMC.com.
What's on your mind? I'll be live at Big Iron next week from the Butler Machinery Exhibit in the new Butler Building. This is a new addition, the old Showlanders Pavilion, and the Butler Building has been transformed for this. Butler Ag, Butler Machinery will be there. We'll be right there with them. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday next week, so come on out. Lots of green iron there. Wait, Scott, you said Butler was going to be there. Green iron, Fendt, ladies and gentlemen. That's right, a new shade of green. and a lot of technology. You're going to love it. So stop by. All you need to say, Scott, I stand for the flag, and I'm going to flip you a flag cap. Can't get better than that. While it lasts, our broadcast brought to you by Acme Tools, North Dakota Grain Growers, General Equipment, North Dakota Farm Bureau, Labor Masters, OK Tire, High Plains Apache, North Dakota Farmers Union, Auction Block, ndflagpoleguy.com. Our man Jim's going to be there. Piper's Auction and Realty, Ag Spray Equipment, and we have a giveaway from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too.
Ooh, you say?
Yeah, so a giveaway. So you come on by and register to win some goodies, too. Cody Cashman, the main man for the Red River Valley Fair, and Big Iron is the top dog for the fair and the and Big Iron. Joins us now to give us a little preview of this year, which is going to be so fun. Last year was amazing to have the event, have it held, despite so many things being canceled. But obviously, attendance not up to par, and this year that pent-up demand, I have an idea that the entire Big Iron grounds are going to be jam-packed, taking it all in. How about you, Cody?
I think you're 100% right, Scott. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. What do you want folks to know about Big Iron this year?
You know, the big thing, like you just pointed out, the fact that last year was kind of a, you know, weird year, I'd say a little bummer. It was a good show, don't get me wrong, and all of our exhibitors had a great show because the right people turned out to buy equipment. But like you mentioned, this year will be my first true experience on what Big Iron really has to offer in terms of the actual attendance. We do anticipate a large attendance. As you can see, the weather's looking pretty good, and we have more booths this year than we did last year. You mentioned the new Butler Arena. We're thrilled to have Butler. They've always been a huge supporter of Big Iron and the fair, but they stepped it up to a whole new level this year, and we're really thankful to have them. If you don't know what I'm talking about, come to Big Iron. You'll see it's the new Butler Arena. It's a concrete floor. They're going to have, like you mentioned, fence. It would be a different shade of green. We're really excited to have them.
Yeah, and by the way, they were there last year when others decided, nah, we don't want to be there. So, you know, I think that's that's bold too, and I think people appreciate that. And I'm glad that there's an all new Butler building right there, smack dab in the middle of the Big Iron grounds. So that should be a lot of fun. And I don't know if people appreciate that haven't been to Big Iron, just how much technology is involved, the precision ag, all the different things, and the cutting edge. I mean, people come from all over the world to see that level of equipment and technology at Big Iron, right?
That's right. And in fact, that's what it's all about. I mean, when you think about it, what we do here is our mission statement for the fair and Big Iron is essentially to, you know, help agriculture out and educate people. And if you aren't even in the ag industry, you need to still come out in Big Iron just to see the volume of the size of these pieces of equipment, the amount of technology goes into it, the expense. See what the farmers actually have to go through. I don't think anybody realizes if you're not in the farming industry, you don't quite realize the amount of money and expense that these farmers have to put in the equipment.
Yeah, no kidding. And you always bring something new to the party. We've seen that at the Red River Valley Fair, and you've managed to bring great weather, too. So I don't know if that's an East Coast thing you brought here from your days in Pennsylvania or what, but keep bringing it with the good weather. What else are you bringing? What other twists and turns will be there besides the new Butler building?
Well, you know, we're excited to actually bring back, you know, the demonstrations out in the fields. We didn't have those last year. We're excited. There's going to be quite a bit to check out. We're actually getting a couple more here and there that keep stopping at our booth and asking if they can participate in those demonstrations. So we're really excited about that, having some drone demonstrations, how to do some cover crop with a drone, which is amazing. I'm excited to see that. And you know, moving Acme Tool, like you mentioned before, they're coming back bigger and better. They're in a bigger building. Mustang Seed has their own building. There's a lot of new stuff when you come in. You're going to see it's a totally different Big Iron, but it's a lot bigger and better than it has been in the past, and we're going to continue to grow Big Iron.
And by the way, we have a little special announcement. We are going to be taking the Star-Spangled Banner and the National Anthem at the beginning of each day. That's my favorite part of Big Iron. Every day starts with everybody pausing, putting their hand on their heart, taking their cap off, and joining in the national anthem, our Star-Spangled Banner. And we have some fun twists to this time-honored Big Iron tradition that will be rolling out. So make sure you're there every day for the Star-Spangled Banner, and you're going to love it. So that's going to be a lot of fun, too, for us to be there at Big Iron. We'll also be, as I mentioned, at the Butler Building, so come on by and say hello. But so many great traditions, so much fun, so much ag innovation. We take for granted how much in the way of ag innovation right here, where we live, change the world. I mean, some guys in a garage in Rossay, Minnesota, that later became Bobcat and Gwinner, replaced the wheelbarrow, for crying out loud, with a skid steer, right? I mean, Steiger Tractor was here, revolutionizing tractors and what now is the Case IH. I mean, there's a lot of ag innovation here. The Melrose and the names you know, and folks have been doing this for a long, long time, and they're still doing it. And a lot of that innovation has happened because of what happens at Big Iron. So I'm glad you do what you do, Cody. We'll look forward to seeing you next week.
That's right. We'll see you September 14th through the 16th.
All 3 days, folks. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Great new products, great food, great time. We'll be there live. Looking forward to it. All right, my friends, got to go. Stop by and have yourself a great meal at PetroServe USA today. Tell them Scott sent you. God bless.
Hey, did you miss the recent Trump rally? Every major cable news channel refused to carry it, except for Newsmax. Over 5 million Americans tuned into Newsmax to watch the rally. Newsmax is now the fastest growing cable news channel in America, the place for real news they can trust. I watch it all the time. Newsmax is on all major cable systems, except for Midco. It's one of the few systems in the country who won't carry Newsmax on basic cable. And contrary to what Midco is telling their customers, there's no plans to bring Newsmax on basic cable. Newsmax is available on DirecTV, Dish, AT&T TV, and more. Plus, find us on your smart TVs or apps like Roku, Amazon Fire, Pluto, or more. 7 million people have the Newsmax app on their smartphone. I love the Newsmax app. It takes seconds to download on your phone, and it's free. So watch Newsmax for breaking news and find out why tens of millions of Americans are tuning into Newsmax TV and going to Newsmax.com for breaking news. Watch Newsmax today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.